Refresh, refocus, renew. This is today.
From 1 Peter 2, Holiness and Deception. Rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit. I heard this question recently. What will the cultural autopsy of our generation show? Could it be that we have succumbed to a spirit of deception? If so, how can we know? In some ways, deception is spiritual. For example, Jesus is treated as one of many equally valid gods. Christianity is seen as one of the many valid religions. The Bible is considered ill-suited to address issues that we face in our culture today. Deception can also be personal. For example, I have watched in horror as people use lies and deception to cover up personal insecurities or get ahead at the expense of others. It seems we expect and accept deception as part of human life. Why are God's children commanded to rid themselves of all deceit? First, deception honors Satan, the father of lies. Second, as habits of deception become more ingrained, we grow increasingly deaf to truth. Finally, deception only produces casualties, such as the abandonment of personal integrity or the betrayal of public trust that leaves a churning wake of shattered lives. Since the truth sets people free, why engage in something that enslaves and leads to despair? Instead, let's follow the way and the truth and the life.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.